This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Uh-oh, Rihanna came out and said she's the Clarissa Shields type. She gone about her man. Y'all know what that mean, right? She has absolute respect for her man. She is unapologetically going to hold her man down no matter what no one else say. And it's proven. The proof is in the pudding. Just like with Clarissa Shields.
My phone start going crazy and they're like, oh my God, look what Rihanna said. And my heart dropped because I'm like, not Rihanna feeling how I feel about Pep, how she feel about ASAP. What? I love Rihanna. Like, that was just so dope. It kind of makes me just, it just shows me that I'm on the right path. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really nice and beautiful. And I'm just honored and happy that she even, you know my name. Hell, I mean, we all somebody, but Rihanna not saying everybody's name.
She's unapologetically showing love for her man. Her man is unapologetically showing love for her. And for some reason, a lot of ladies hate that. They can't stand that. And they're saying that you are a pick me. Look at her. She's a pick me. She up here talking about she's cooking for her man. She up here bragging about the love they have for each other. She's a pick me. Some women are literally shaming other women for wanting to be chosen. And not alone wanting to be chosen, for doing the things that will make a man want to choose her. But at the same time, these same women who's complaining about women like this, they are calling men, okay, men are feminine now. They're not going out approaching women like they used to anymore. Is that not you literally complaining about not being picked? How contradicting is this? It makes absolutely no sense. You got to really think about the things you're saying. It's like a lot of ladies who are out here without anyone, who don't want to put in that work, who has the selfish mentality, who thinks everything's supposed to be poured into them. They don't have to do anything for the man. They are the ones that's unhappy. But when you look at these real relationships, the ones that are truly happy, those people pour into each other. Clarissa Shields has came out and said how much Pap does for her, supports her, you know, loves her. Every relationship, when it's reciprocated, it's the best love. None of this selfish love that these single women are trying to convince y'all to be like. A healthy relationship is when both are pouring into each other. It's not a one-sided thing. You mad and have a problem with Clarissa Shields and Pap, but at the same time, you praise Cardi B. You praise Cardi B for saying that she don't cook, she don't clean for her man, she don't do none of that. She just busts it wide open. You love that. You love that laziness. You love Cardi B for saying she drugged men and robbed them. Could you imagine if a man was saying things like this? What would happen to them? Well, we have a lot of instances and proof of what happened to men if they have this mentality. But when women have that mentality, you love them for doing those type of things to men. It's so weird. You praise Cardi B for having a baby with another man while she married. You praise her for that. And the same man that she had another baby with while married, he's having other children with other women at the same time. But you love her for that. In the same instance, you're mad at Clarissa Shields for being with the man who was just cheated on by his wife in the most disrespectful way with a battle rapper. But you have a problem when he leaves that situation and finds true love with someone who actually honors and respects him. But in the same breath, you have no problem with what Cardi B is doing. Offset was out here in the streets. You feel like, hey, yeah, it don't matter if she's married or not. Go ahead and have those babies with someone else. But then when Pap is separated or haven't or they broke up and he finds Clarissa, who loves and supports him, you got a problem with it. Tell me, how does this make any sense? His ex is literally taking Christmas photos with another man. She's literally having sex and cheating on him, outwardly disrespecting him. And they broke up. He fought the man, knocked him out. And in turn, you hate Clarissa Shields for being that support for him, for being that bridge, for helping mend his heart back together from someone who absolutely crushed it and destroyed it in public, made him look like a complete fool. You can't stand her for being that person that helped put his pieces back together. But in the same breath, you love Cardi B for being married and having babies with someone else after her heart was broken. And then the person she chose is an absolute menace out here, and you love that. But the person Pap chose is loyal and not doing anything with anyone else and only showing love for him, but you can't stand her for it. But you can't stand her for it. How does this compute to make any sense to you in your mind? It makes absolutely no sense. These ladies with the mentality of thinking that just because you open your legs, you think a man's supposed to just give you everything. No, it has to be way more than that. That was an even exchange. You received something from me just like I received something from you. But you think I should give you the world for that? That when that can be provided by any hole out there? Why you think you are any different? Like, you are not, you will be nothing ever but a casual lay. No one will ever want to be around you for a long period of time because all you do is take. You, the only thing you are is depleting a man. You're not completing a man. Like, you are being trained to deplete a man, not know how to complete a man. There's nothing in this world that makes a man want to be there for a woman than a woman showing him that she'll be there for him regardless of when he up or when he's down. He want to give that woman the world when he sees that she's willing to be there for him no matter what. That woman would be utmost respected. Like, that woman, he would dive out there in front of a bullet for, because he understand that that is something that is not popular, especially in these days, because the conditioning of a lot of women, a lot of things they falling for, is not good futuristically. And that's why a lot of men not stepping out there hollering at women like they used to, because, like, what's the point? Only thing she wants to do is take. But there's a lot of women out there who actually get it, but they're not the ones who's loud. It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them that's under the radar, that's not out there seeking attention, because they so focused on, like, hey, I'm getting the attention from the person I love. I'm not going to be loud and obnoxious. So it's a lot of ladies out there that are not getting the credit or not getting the exposure, because the ones that are so toxic, they are the ones that are so loud. And that's the same thing with men. A lot of the men that are so toxic, that those ones that are do have that toxic masculinity, they are so loud that you can't hear, you can't see, and you'll even overlook so many men that are not like that, that are the opposite of that, that are poured into their women, that are poured into their wives. You won't even realize it because those people are so loud. So that's another thing. Like, we can't confuse this social media conditioning to be the world, because it is a lot of them out. It's a lot of people out there that are not like this. And that's why, again, why voices like ours need to be heard and pushed, because we know that there's people out there that's like this. We know that, okay, there's nothing wrong with the Clarissa Shields type that being gone for their man, because that man, whenever a woman gone for her man, best believe that man is doing something major for her. It's no woman that's going to be crazy about a man that doesn't do anything for her. A lot of cases when a woman just gone for her man, that man done a lot for her, you know, mentally, spiritually, financially. And there's nothing wrong with that being reciprocated. That's what we got to understand in this world. A man's supposed to do for his woman. And guess what? A woman's supposed to do for her man. That's how you build each other up. That's how you can last long. That's how you build a legacy. That's what your children should see. I don't want my daughter, I don't want my son to just see a one-sided anything in no marriage, because once they get older, once they find a partner, I don't want them to feel like, okay, it's going to be all on just me. I don't know what to expect. I want my daughter to see how a man should treat her. And guess what? I want my daughter to also see how a woman should treat a man. So that's why you should choose your partner wisely. That's why you should choose your spouse wisely. You want your offspring, you want your children to be able to witness what it looks like to be a true supportive partner, not be a selfish one, not be a selfish-minded person that think everything should be given to you and you should not have to give anything. How is that going to be productive in this world? It's only going to create a selfish creature that only sends misery, and misery loves company. That's why you hear and see all these other people out here trying to condition you to do like them, because they want you to be miserable just like them. They're going to sit here in front like they ain't miserable, but trust and believe me, they are miserable on the inside, because all they know how to do is take. So yeah, salute to Rihanna, yo. Salute to Clarissa Shields for actually having no problem being unapologetically in love with her man, supporting her man. Salute to Pat for having no problem being unapologetically showing support for his old lady, being in her corner, literally and figuratively. Because every time I see her in that ring, he's right there. He's showing that same loyalty that he was showing with that old thing that didn't appreciate it. When she was in prison, he was still there every day. Now he got someone out here who actually doing something. He's out there in her corner every single day. And Clarissa Shields was smart because she saw that type of mentality that he had. So why in the world would she not capitalize on something like that? Smart. Anybody else? They ain't that bright. But what y'all think about this whole situation? Why is the hate on one way, but they love it when a woman do it? It's like, it's so weird to me. It's so weird to me. Like, you hate Clarissa Shields for showing loyalty to a man whose heart was broken. But then you love in the Cardi B situation when she's having babies while she's married with the man who's still out here in the streets sowing his royal oaks to every lady out here known. You love that. But you hate the other who's loyal to the one who was hurt and disrespected and publicly shamed. That's weird to me. But anyway, man, let me know y'all thoughts. Till next time, you hold it down, don't let it hold you. Peace. The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.